This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Gia in Norcross. Gia writes, "My husband and I are 25. He got caught having sex with an older woman at work. He didn't get fired, but she did. I believed him when he said she forced herself on him. My friends say I'm naive and he's a cheater. Should I stand by him or not?"
Wait, what? Ooh.
You, let me ask you something. You can use that.
He did.
She forced herself on me. Where? Where? How? You know, the part that's hard about that, but young lady, look, first of all, let me say this. If you want your marriage to work, go ahead and fight through it. He did cheat. That's a fact. That is a fact. He did cheat. I didn't know you could use that one, though. She forced herself on me. I've never even tried that one because I know what I have to feel and do to actually be engaged. So right there.
You got to be excited, right?
Yeah, I'm very. But it's the consent, though. Yeah. So, young lady, if you're trying to make your marriage work, then go on stand by, you know. But ain't no older woman forced herself on you. He 25. Come on now. He 25.
Force me.
Moving on to Portia in Huntsville. Portia said, "I had a fling with a girl I met at church. It was an experimental time for me, and we're still good friends. I'm about to get married, and she asked me if my husband knows about our history. Is this something he would hold against me if I told him?"
Why would you tell him?
Stupid.
No, don't tell him. It was experimental like stage. Stop running your mouth. Shut up. Be quiet. Go, dun, 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 dun. Go on, do the bell song. Walk down that aisle. Get some little flower keys out there. Get you a ring bell. Don't go in that. No, he don't know, and nor will he.
Right.
And why are you still talking to her?
Right.
Does he know our history? We ain't got no history. You think he'll hold that against me? Yeah, probably. Probably. Why risk it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You don't have to tell.
And if it ever come up, lie.
Right.
What?
I'm telling her to lie starting off.
Excuse me? She had a fling with a girl she met at church. You don't think it's time to lie? Fling girl at church. What? So this lie, how far out of bounds is this lie gonna be?
Wow.
Don't listen. Just do like Uncle Steve tells you. Keep it to yourself. Don't run in there and start nothing at your house with your man. Don't put no ideas in his head that this is how you are. Oh, this is what we doing. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, moving on to Cassandra in New Haven. Cassandra says, "My husband and I went to his niece's wedding, and his toast to the newlyweds was so embarrassing. He talked as if marriage was terrible, and I get on his last nerve. Why would he do it there? Was he joking, or is that how he really feels?"
Well, a great joke, and all of us would tell you this, is 90% truth.
Yeah.
He was sitting there, you know. Mm-hmm. You do get on his nerves, though. I can tell you that flat out. Most men have jokes about that, though. most men who are married have jokes about that. The only person that don't joke about that is Junior right now, because he's married. He don't joke.
He said it was so embarrassing.
It should have been. And he was trying to be funny, and it was at your expense.
It didn't work.
You're still married. But you do get on his damn nerves, don't know that.
Last nerve.
That's true.
So,
I can
assure you.
Didn't
have to say
you.
All that at the wedding, at the toast.
He didn't say all that.
Well, I got
well,
all
he
that.
Thought about his wedding.
Say it, but
he's selfish.
Well, don't ask me to toast if you don't want my toast.
To the bride and groom.
Here, yeah, if you don't want this here and right here, then ask somebody else. Ask Junior.
All right.
Junior probably give nice toast, but Junior's kind of crazy too, so y'all need to
Yeah, tell don't ask me to toast. My toast gonna start with, what you do it for?
Was it the wedding?
Well, don't ask.
So y'all All can't right. say nothing nice?
Really?
What? We're gonna say something like truthful. It.
Oh, now we telling
right
the truth. Oh, okay.
All right,
if
last
you get the right one.
One
is wonderful, but I, you know, maybe you got to bite into the bad apple a couple times, too.
Last one. This is Dornice in Herndon. She writes, my husband is a pushover and I make all of the decisions. I hate when our children talk back to him and I've told him that they don't respect him. I refuse to be the bad guy all of the time. How do I get him to be more of a disciplinarian?
I'm the direct opposite, so I don't know. I don't know. You're talking back.
You're not
back.
A pushover.
No.
Kids talking back?
No, I don't know how to.
No.
I was talking to my two grandsons the other day. The three of them. I had all three of them lined up. It was BJ, Noah, and Ezra. I had them all lined up. And
how old are we talking?
Now, BJ is you, so.
BJ and Noah the same age. They 8.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Ezra's 5.
And BJ acts just like you. Mm-hmm. So how did that go?
I found out from Jason's kids that they don't ever get cussed at. That's what I found out. Because
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd introduce her.
Nana and said, Nana, tell Papa that Mommy and Daddy don't use bad language when they're talking to us.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Your damn daddy ain't here, so.
You kept it going.
Yeah.
I want to know what BJ said.
BJ was sitting there tearing up. BJ was like, just batting his eyes.
Why, you were fussing at them? Is that what it was?
Yeah, because they had done something wrong.
And you were disarmed.
All three of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the what's been to happen was, you know, was kind of severe. A little shocking for him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all right. He started with, I'm going to beat you, and then.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.